Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back. Good morning. Muy buenos dias. Bienvenidos. I'm going to make this into a series talking about money and relationships, especially now with the day and age we're in 2021. This is the 21st century. The day and age we're in where women are, they've gotten that equality. And what better equality? What denotes freedom other than financial freedom? You know, it should have been about financial liberation, you know, because that's where the freedom is. So I like talking about money. I like talking about romantic relationships because times have changed. And now, remember how in the olden days, in La Pregunta is, ¿por qué es difícil para un pobre marido vivir con una esposa rica? Now, remember in the olden days, the woman would be married. Men have always married down financially. That was customary. That was the traditional way, or the socially constructed, quotation marks, men were socially conditioned into marrying down, meaning that it was normal, and I'm speaking past tense because we're in a new era now, and the women bought this in, so we're going to pat ourselves on the back, give ourselves a round of applause that we have made it. I'm most definitely happy. Nobody's more happy than I am, like that, especially astrologically, those of you are into astrology with my moon being in Capricorn. In the olden days, the men were married down. Remember how the men would control the majority of the wealth. The men were, it was not based on the woman's social status, social class, financial status. He would marry her. It was expected that he would be the breadwinner and she would be the homemaker. Now, and that was her position, that was her role in life. Now we fast forward to 2021, women are making the same amount of money men are making, or making more than that. Women fought for that. It's happened. Nobody is living in the olden days. Everybody's here. Everybody's made it. Now, so we are equal to men. And what better equality to have? What is the equality other than financial equality? Like that. That's the greatest equality of all. Like that. Now, so in the olden days, the men were married down. The woman could be poor. She could not have dreams, goals, aspirations. Or at a long time ago, at that time and space, when she wasn't allowed to work. We're way past that. So now it would be about her financial status would directly correlate with her not having dreams, goals, and aspirations. And the men would be choosing them anyway and marrying them. It was common. It was customary. So that woman would most definitely not be an independent, new age, free woman. Now, fast forward it to today, men are the women that men are choosing because all of the women are accomplished. They have dreams, goals, and aspirations. They're equal to the men financially like that. Or they've gone above and beyond and they've aspired past them financially. So that marrying down for men is a thing of the past. Men are marrying their equal now, with all things being equal financially. So the question is, why is it hard for a poor husband to live with a rich wife? So this question is a question, and you all know how we do. We go to the word on the street and see what their opinion is, because this would be the common question in this day and age, as opposed to the women staying at home or the women making less than the men. Because we're in a new era. This is the equality that hopefully women were talking about. And this is where we are as women. So the common question, the question as well as the finances and women and equality will be this. Why is it hard for poor husbands to live with rich wives like that? So, and we have people that have answered the question. And Adrian states, it isn't hard. You won at life. It's simple. Use your wife's money to open a business If you're creative, it's your way to make her family be proud of you. Double your wife's money, and she'll think she found a perfect husband who is creative and smart. Now, New Age women, women that are of the 21st century, that you've made it, the work that women put in as it relates to equal rights and being equal to men, equal rights and being equal to men, this is the conclusion. You now equal in what way other than being, because you can't be equal physically, but you can be equal financially. This means, depends on your goals, dreams, and aspirations. So we made it. We're there. And this is the question that we are dealing with. Men that sometimes where the woman has surpassed the man financially, she is rich. We're not talking about wealthy. There's a difference between rich and wealthy. But I'm pretty sure the wealthy women that have really surpassed them are getting this question also. Now, this is the most common question because the time and period is over of the man making more and him marrying down like that. All the women are up and elevated financially. And this other person stated, this guy, this is what Xavier states. Never marry a woman who is financially richer than you. She will control the whole house and you can't take single decision of the house. Now, this man is still in a different era. He's still probably in the era that many women live in, where the women are, the men are marrying down and the men are making more money. The men are still the breadwinners. So those women are not, can't speak about equality. Now, so they live in a different era. They still live in a different generation outside of the 21st century. And this man also lives in that generation outside the 21st. He has the mentality of that generation outside the 21st century, but he's having an experience with a woman that is of the 21st century like that. So he states, never marry a woman who is financially richer than you. She will control the whole house and you can't take single decision of the house. As a house husband, he states, so he's a house husband because his rich wife earns more money than he does. So it's like the women that are not in the 21st century and they're housewives, or they're not housewives, but they make less than their husband and their husband is still the traditional man financially, it would be the mentality of your place and position in the home. Like that. So as a house husband, he states, I can assure you, will live a life with filth and humiliation all life. Even your family would give more value than you. She could do everything she wants to, but you have to ask her permission and money for buying even a toothbrush. Her family member will interfere your personal life. Maybe her family member's voice decisions would be more valuable than yours. That can happen in a poor family also. You can marry a poor woman and she could be heavily reliant on what her friends say about her relationship and running everything by her friends, what her family says about the relationship and running everything about her family. Now, let's talk about the money aspect of you being a house husband and your wife being rich. Just like there are women that are house women, housewives, and the husband is the breadwinner. So you all are in a category outside of the 21st century, but living in the 21st century. By choice, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there are different mentalities there. So let's see. So she married down, basically. Now, so he's the house husband. Now, he doesn't like it. I was a teacher, but left that job because of a low salary. Just like the women that are housewives, or the old days when the woman married the man and the man earned more and she was working, she left the job to take care of him and take care of the home life. And he was rich or maybe even wealthy, but he was most definitely a man. Like that. So let's see him. So there's been a switch in gender roles. Now let's see him. Now, my wife had a good job and has 10 times more salary as to compare it to me. Since I became a house husband, all went good. My wife was happy, even I was, but after 1.5 years, all things changed, especially my wife. She starts treating me as a servant of her and her family. That's my sad, humiliating story, which I can't run away from. Now, so, Now, Joy states, she states, it's hard for a husband to live with a rich wife for the same reason it's hard for a poor wife to be married to a rich husband. The poor one often becomes property of the rich one and spends most of their life trying to prove they are worth the coin being cast their way. We are just used to women being property. So when the roles are reversed, it catches our attention, but it's no more or less difficult. There's a difference related to breeding that comes into play. While not making it easier, breeding and homemaking are expected roles of women, rich or poor. So they always have a society-defined role to fulfill. Men can't carry a baby to term, so they lose the opportunity to provide value in that way. The stay-at-home dad's role can't start until after the birth, and perhaps not until after breastfeeding is over. The struggle becomes one of the defining one's role in a way that produces value. So, what value do you bring as the poor husband? What value does the poor woman brings as the poor wife when the person that is rich has married down socioeconomically? What value do you bring to the table to balance things out and to make things truly equal? If both halves of the couple are respectful of the other's contribution, there are no difficulties. She's correct. If the contributions of one partner are not respected by the other, there will be problems, but this holds true under all economic circumstances. Now, Catherine states, conditioning and tradition is why it's hard for a poor husband to live with a rich wife. Now, and she states this because men were always meant to be the breadwinners. Women traditionally worked until they got married and then they stayed home to keep house and raise children. It was a bit of a laughing matter if a man's wife actually worked outside the home full time. It was okay if she got a little job for pen money, quotation marks, to contribute to a family holiday, but she quit after the holiday was paid for or her kids were grown and she was not needed at home every day. When women started working full-time in large numbers in a variety of professions, they were often paid less than a man for doing the same job. This would be deemed okay since these women were not going to make it a lifelong career, as there would be children to look after and then children to take sick days with, etc. And men were still seen as the breadwinners. Even today, some men, I emphasize some, would find it embarrassing to have a spouse who earns more money than they do. It somehow takes away from their manly provider status they believe they need in order to feel relevant. Those scenarios I am describing aren't all that old either. They were in the 70s and 80s. Women working was very common in poor households. So poor women has always had to work. It was the upper middle class and the wealthy that had the problems with their wives working. So what do you all think about that? A man chimes in, why did my wife say that she is poor because I am poor? And if she married a rich person, she would be rich as well. No, she would not be. Just like if a poor man men have always married down. The woman is still poor. She just married to a rich husband. Now, just like if a woman marries a poor man and she's rich, he's still poor. He just has had opportunity to marry a rich woman. And their contribution to the relationship to make all things equal so they can be seen as an equal would be high. They would have to compensate and bring more of value into that relationship. So she's poor because she married you and you're poor. And she would be poor because she's poor even if she married a rich person. In this day and age, in this era, like that. Now, and the rich husband, just like the rich wife, would maybe remind you that you're poor. They're the one with the money. You just had the opportunity to be in a marriage with them. Like that. You're still an individual. Now, so That's what it is. So he should have turned that right. You could have turned that question around to her and said that because now in the 21st century, men are not expected to be the providers. Women wanted that. They want the gender roles to change. So you could have changed that and said, well, no, I'm poor because I married a poor wife. If I would have married a rich wife, I would have been rich. You would have been wrong in saying that just like she is, but you could have turned that around and that could go both ways now in 2021. Like that. So that's what Pete stated also. He answers the question. Tell her you could also have been rich if you had married a rich woman. Ask her why she married a poor person in the first place. Well, because she's poor and she's supposed to marry in her social status and social class financially. Or close to it, not too far away from it. The day and age is over of men marrying down and that being okay and women being okay with it. Like that. And it being expected of men to marry down. That's what it is. Now, so what do you all think? John states, I'm not married, but I know a friend who married a poor guy. Rich is a relative term because I talk about wealthy. Rich is determined by the state you live in the United States and what that state decides is rich. Upper middle class is rich. Middle class is poor for me. And then you have poor people. Now, so is rich is a relative term. I sometimes trade securities with her. She has her own accountant while I trade privately. She holds roughly around $3 million USD. And use it to hold blue chip stocks or flirt with safe option plays. Never mind her house asset. No mortgage. The house is fully paid in six figures. She was about to finish her medical internship. And I have no clue if she wants to specialize or not. But she will make enough probably. Worst case scenario, her family is wealthy. I think they paid 50% of her home. Not sure about percentage. It was a while ago. So she is wealthy. Now, she's married to a school teacher who makes maybe $40,000 to $45,000 a year. That is poor in the state of Texas where I am. To me, that is poor, but it could be considered as middle class. Now, I'm in the upper middle class here in Texas. And so $40,000, $45,000, that's poor. That's a middle class family. What would take two people to have a good and decent life like that. So she married to a school teacher who makes maybe $40,000 to $45,000 a year, and his salary isn't likely to rise unless he decides to burn his years and make more by teaching in Dubai. He has college loan and mortgage to pay, typical college graduate who can get by and maybe have some savings, but probably won't be able to retire for a while. But he is a very good man. I should know I befriended him. He is very kind, quite a good-looking guy. I keep telling him to tutor privately. Hopefully he'll listen. And very social person who could break ice easy like the actors in popular movies. He's a guy you wouldn't mind having beer with and talk about life in a quiet barbecue party in your yard sort of guy. After the honeymoon phase were over, she told me some stories of struggle. They still had chemistry, but she handles 90% of the family bills. And while he's not insecure about it, he feels bad about it and often goes into extreme frugal mode, which annoys her. He doesn't particularly like to go shopping with her, buys everything on Amazon, LOL. And unfortunately, some of her social circles give him a negative vibe. Not glaringly, tactless, but small hints here and there that implies how did he end up with her. The vacation is another issue. She often likes to take one, and she has no problem paying for the entire thing since she doesn't want to go to cheaper resorts. But he often debates about the idea of going somewhere cheaper. That's what I was stating about in a podcast yesterday about splitting the bills. Is the person that makes the most supposed to live in the means and the income level of the person that they married down to? Are they supposed to live the lower lifestyle, even though they can afford themselves, buy themselves the better lifestyle to appease the person that is lower income? Or should they say, well, you're married to me, so you get to have the good life, which is traditionally what has happened with women. Women have been afforded the good life because they married men that have been able to give it to them. The men married down. So And that's what's been customary. Now that things have changed and women and men are equal, we need to look at wealth and financial relationships differently. So if she's marrying up and he's marrying down, or she's marrying down and he's marrying up, should the one that is marrying down, because that's what we need to call it now, because we're in a new age, should the one that is marrying down curve their lifestyle to live in them and start living in the means of the person that is down in lower status class? Or should they afford them a good life and remind them that they are the reason that they are getting the good life? That they can afford themselves and can't afford themselves if you split the income, split the expenses 50-50. Now, the vacation is another issue. She often likes to take one, and she has no problem paying for the entire thing. She doesn't want to go to cheaper resorts. And why should she have to sacrifice to go to cheaper ones? Now, but he often debates about the idea of going somewhere cheaper. I feel that he doesn't have a voice in the financial spending because he makes less money. Nobody's going to live below their means to appease him. And he should take it as he gets the easy life delivered to him on a silver platter. So he should compensate it by doing other things in the relationship that make up for it, for where he is lacking. Be he man or male or female, that's what he should do. He also has more time than her. So he often has to handle dinner, and because she makes the most money, she's busier, which would be obvious. So he has more time on his hands than she does. So he also has more time than her. So he often has to handle dinner, and she sometimes just wants takeout because he is an amazing cook, and he cooks very frugally, which isn't enough for her standard. But when she tries to order, he can be resistant about it supposedly. So he's trying to throw his weight around too much when he's the one getting a good life on a silver platter. She's more busier, which be obvious. The person that makes the most is usually the busiest person. He should be the one cooking. Now, be he male or female. So it's where, but he cooks frugally. She's not going to lower her standard and eat that. Why would she, when she can afford more than that? But she's busy. He has to do something, and he's not doing anything. So he should be the one cooking, just like if he was a woman. So she'll say, okay, you don't need to cook. We'll get takeout, but she wants it to be expensive because that's what she will be eating without him. So, but he complains about it being expensive. Okay, he needs to shut the hell up. You're not going to come in there and get somebody to live below their means just because you are below their means and they married down financially. He should go find a woman that makes $40,000 to $45,000 a year, and they'll live an equal life. Because when you marry somebody that's above your means, you have to understand they're not going to lower their standard of living just because they lowered their standard and married you out of love. You can't change everything. They look past your $45,000 to $50,000 a year, and they married you because they loved you. Don't come throwing your weight around thinking you're going to change their lifestyle that they can afford themselves. You get in there and zip it and be happy that you could be a part of it. And she's not complaining and saying, well, I'm going to eat the expensive meal. You could buy what your $40,000 or $45,000 can allow you to buy. You're lucky she's not staying that. Why can't he just accept the lottery ticket and let it ride? This is what this guy, that's what I'm saying also. You know, for her, what we consider as a lot of money is a pocket change to her. So it's all relative. I don't think it's a dick move to get a little spoiled. She rather enjoy life with her rather than getting technical about the budget. Don't we all in the end? If someone gives you a dollar less than what you should have got, yeah, I'd raise an eyebrow a little, but I'm not going to fight about it. Different opportunity costs, in my opinion. As long as they are mutually happy, who knows? Is it his pride? Not easily accepting a change of wind. Maybe she isn't good in bed. Who knows? Still, they are still happily married. That's how it looks so far anyway. And issues are merely technical and trivial for now. They have been married for almost 4 years. No kids yet. Not sure if they want it or not. It is definitely doable. For some like them and me, financial gap isn't necessarily a bad thing as long as they're enjoying sharing life with each other without dragging the person down. The only time when finance risks marriage, I think, is when the partner has enormous debt or has gambling drug problem that drains money so fast. As long as you have a reasonable amount of money you can support yourself with, any surplus is a bonus. If your partner is really rich, that standard could lower if she doesn't mind. As long as chemistry, attraction, and synergy in social life, relaxing, hanging out, sharing hobby, lovemaking, etc. Very rare for one to find someone who can really make you happy. Don't let financial gap miss that lucky break. May responds and says to the person that just spoke, I'd grow to resent him. I'm not looking for someone to support me. I'm just looking not to have to support someone else. Besides, it's in me to be with a man who is the provider, at least someone that has equal with what I have. I feel that way exactly. I want him to have equal to me or more than me, though I was married to a man for 22 years, that made less than me. And that's a lot of things that poor people think this. They think they can come in and tell you how not to spend your money and what not to do with your money. Be happy that the person that has the money overlooked you and married down, which men traditionally have married down. You have no say in how they live their life and how what they spend their money on. You just have the golden ticket and you can live that life with them. Like that. And luckily enough, you didn't marry the person that said, okay, you make $25,000 a year, you make $45,000 a year. I make this year. I'm going to afford myself the lifestyle that I make a year, and you can eat and afford yourself the lifestyle that your money allows you to make a year, and we're married. You're lucky you don't have that type of person. You're lucky you had a type of wealthy person or rich person that wants to share what they have with you. So don't go in trying to throw your weight around. You know? And John also states in response to this person that answered, the guy that answered that knows the couple, fortunately for them, she doesn't mind making more and providing more as long as he can stand on his feet and not ask her for money. She married him because she loves him, not because she wants a provider. To each his own. I'm not concerned about financial health of my girlfriend either as long as she makes enough to not burden me and she doesn't have debt crisis. If I want to get stuff for her out of my convenience, happiness, that's my choice. That's what it is. Anonymous states, I'm a woman who is both independently wealthy, a business owner, and I'm from a rich family. Since childhood, I was taught never to depend on my parents' money and to earn my own. So I did. Exactly. And a lot of poor people, they like to imagine in their head that the people are wealthy or rich because they got it from their family or that their family is rich or wealthy. That's why. I come from a family on my father's side that they are not, because they're not super rich. They're not super wealthy, but they were most definitely doing a whole lot better than the other African Americans in that small town like that. So they could be considered kind of well-to-do. And I never asked them for anything. In my life, maybe, and that was when I was in my 20s, 3 times I've asked them for something. Other than that, no, I work and got what I have through my own hard work, energy, and effort. It's not all about that, even though a lot of poor people like to use that excuse and throw it at people that have made more than them to make themselves feel better like that. So she states that I'm a woman who is both independently wealthy, a business owner, and from a rich family. Since childhood, I was taught never to depend on my parents' money and to earn my own, so I did. And that's what a lot of parents that have money teach their children. That they're the ones that are wealthy. The parents are, you're just my child. Just like if a wealthy man marries a poor woman, he's wealthy. You're just the wife. If a rich woman marries a poor man, she's wealthy. You're just the husband. If a girl comes from a wealthy family, they're wealthy. You're just the daughter. If a son comes from a wealthy family, they're wealthy. You're just the son. If they share with you, that's their decision. If they don't, they're not wrong, and that's their decision also. That's the way life works and money works, like that. Although I had financial and emotional safety nets around me, I had to work hard just like everyone else. My parents didn't give me any money once I became an adult. Yeah, and just like me, I work 24 hours a damn day, no social life. And I've raised children, 4 of them biologically, and went to school at the same time, and I'm still raising 2 children that aren't mine, like that. We're the busiest people. We don't have a social life. What's a friend like that? Okay, so although I had financial and emotional safety net, she stated around me, I had to work hard just like everyone else. My parents didn't give me any money once I became an adult. I paid my dues and invested years of work with little pay. I was lower middle class for 15 years. She was lower middle class. That's poor. And I have children. I don't give them any money either unless they ask me. Or sometimes for my grandchildren, if I go visit, I'll give them money. Things. If they tell me that something is actually happening and they need money, I would give. Spending money and things like that, just to buy clothes and to throw away. Hell damn no. Hell, nobody gave it to me and I'm not giving mine to anybody either. That's the way the parents think. Like that. Though I have a daughter, she's my youngest biological daughter. She's an adult. She, since a childhood, she has been looked at or considered spoiled. And in adulthood, I am weaning her away from that. I only help her with the necessities. Food, and that's it. That's a necessity. Anything else isn't a necessity. The past 10 years have been a complete turnaround. I was very lucky. Now I have money, a nice house, and an expensive car. Most of my friends are still the same ones from my 20s, mainly middle or lower class. Even some friends who had hard times who are disabled or on welfare. This is the type of man I like, she states. I like a man. He comes from a lower middle class family, but has an excellent character. He is educated, has a good job, is hardworking, honest, frugal, has integrity, and is kind. I can see him struggle. He's asking himself, am I worthy? Do I want this? What are the challenges associated with pursuing this woman? That's what she says that she knows that the man is thinking about her because he's lower income, lower middle class. So what do I love about him? He's protective towards me. He pursues me cautiously as a friend. He cares about my feelings and my comfort. He is solid and reliable, and he is intelligent and sensible. There are not many men like that. I married badly the first time, but this guy's high quality now. But he wonders, will I follow his lead? What others would think? Will he be seen as a fortune hunter? Will I humiliate him in public? So, only time will tell. Update, she states. He decided he wouldn't pursue me, so that relationship ended. But another man, an old friend, told me that he loved me. We are a much better match. Both being executives, I'm still wealthier than he is, but it's not an issue, and we are very happy together. So the relationship with a lower middle class man didn't work out due to his pride and ego, I'm assuming, and she's with someone more of her social status. Now, because what can a man that is poor offer a woman that is rich? Love? Because usually the man is about him being the breadwinner and providing for the woman. So they'll marry women lower than them of lower class status and they will be the breadwinner provider for her. And that's what he could offer her, security financially. Now, if he comes towards a woman that matches him financially, what does he have to offer her if she's already rich or wealthy or more or richer or wealthy than he is or equal to him? The only thing he has to offer is love.